CRI News, this is Wen Jie. The 6.9 magnitude earthquake that hit Tibet on Saturday has left three people slightly injured. The China Seismological Bureau says the highest seismic intensity of the quake affected an area of 500 square meters, which is sparsely populated. The quake caused power failure and cracks in houses in a number of localities in the city of Ningxi. The China Seismological Bureau has launched a third-degree emergency response mechanism. A team of 32 experts has been sent to the quake zone. The regional power grid has also launched an emergency response mechanism. Rescuers are clearing several local roads blocked by falling rocks. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Transport has dispatched staff to investigate the safety conditions of bridges in the quake-hit area. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is on a visit to Bangladesh, aiming to facilitate solutions to the ongoing refugee crisis in Myanmar. So far, he has held talks with his counterparts from five Asian and European countries. Topics of their discussion include safe return of the forcibly displaced Myanmar refugees, as well as humanitarian assistance to Bangladesh. During the meeting with Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, Wang Yi said China is willing to continue to offer support for a proper settlement of the issue. The UN has accused Myanmar's military of forcing 600,000 refugees to flee the country's Rakhine State for Bangladesh since late August. China has urged all parties to maintain an objective attitude and express support for the recent efforts made by Myanmar's government to bring stability to the region. Wang Yi will later head to Myanmar's capital, Naypyidaw, to attend a meeting of Asian and European foreign ministers on Monday and Tuesday. Chinese authorities have laid out steps for the transfer of certain state assets to the country's social security funds so as to alleviate pressure on pension payments. The assets will include shares of state-owned companies and financial institutions. They will be transferred to the National Council for Social Security Fund and wholly state-owned companies. The transfer ratio will be 10% of the state-owned equity. Under certain circumstances and upon approval, the Social Security Fund Council can set up a pension fund management company to independently operate the transferred assets. The Social Security Fund and local SOEs that receive the equity can earn dividends from SOE shares and have the right to disposal, but will not be involved in the management decisions of the companies. Pilot programs on the transfer will start within this year. The transfer in the startup stage will involve shares of 3 to 5 centrally supervised SOEs and 2 central financial institutions. The Chinese mainland and the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region have agreed to an arrangement for clearance procedures at a station on a rail link that connects Guangzhou, Shenzhen, and Hong Kong. Under the co-location arrangement, both sides will establish a port at the West Kowloon Station of the Guangzhou-Shenzhen-Hong Kong Express Rail Link. Both sides will exercise exit and entry regulation in accordance with their respective laws, including immigration inspection, customs regulation, and inspection and quarantine. The two sides will commence local legislative process if China's top legislature approves and endorses the arrangement. Both sides plan to implement the co-location arrangement in the third quarter of next year. It is reported that foreign ministers of Iran, Turkey, and Russia will meet to make preparations for an upcoming summit of presidents in the Russian city of Sochi. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, Russia's Sergei Lavrov, and Turkey's Mevlut Cavusoglu will gather in the Turkish province of Antalya. The three ministers will reportedly discuss the latest developments in Syria and the outcome of several rounds of expert-level sessions and finalize the agenda for the presidential meeting in Sochi this coming Wednesday. 19 people have been confirmed killed and 8 others injured in a house fire in Beijing's southern Daxing district Saturday night. The incident occurred in Xinjian village. The fire was reported shortly past 6 p.m. on Saturday, but took firemen nearly 3 hours to put out. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.